I do have my guest with me today, which is Dave Mason. Good afternoon.
Good
to
afternoon.
You. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. So you are a photographer. And I've read that you take great pleasure in finding the extraordinary in the ordinary.
Well, that's what somebody wrote on a review of one of the exhibitions I held in London. And in the blurb about the exhibition, they put that together. So I happily borrowed it for the website, and I think that's where you picked it up from.
Absolutely. Can you explain to me where that come from, actually? Where do you find your inspiration?
My inspiration comes from life, literally, because well, once you go out and you watch people, very much I'm watching people. It sounds a bit like a voyeur. I'm not a voyeur, but I'm constantly watching people and the interaction of people and within their environment. And if you concentrate very closely, things become quite surreal. There's surreal things throughout everyday life, and once you focus down and you start, and I guess going to the right kind of places, also sort of more cosmopolitan type areas, that's the areas where I'd enjoy taking photographs. And throughout the UK particularly, there's numerous events throughout the calendar where there's people who get involved in these crazy type events, and I certainly go along to those and take numerous photographs, not at the event itself, but around the periphery, and get strange juxtapositions of, I don't know, people dressed up as rhinoceroses sort of getting off of buses to attend an event, that kind of thing.
Oh, okay, excellent.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, it does yeah. Actually. What is your background, actually, to arrive at that type of photography?
Well, the photography basically was a hobby that got out of hand. I worked in horticulture my whole life, and I started taking interest in street photography about 15 years or so ago.
Okay, so it was really like a passion, actually.
It's a passion, yeah. It's like I say, it's a hobby that got out of hand. And I was a member of a local photographic society, and somebody saw some of my photographs and said, could you come and give a talk to our photographic society? And at the time I was living in London, and it was like Chinese whispers. Now I find myself giving about 50, 55 lectures a year, as far apart as 10 being Wales up to Newcastle. And indeed, I've got one in France next year, which...
Where is that? La Rochelle. Yeah. I love La Rochelle. My parents just live in Île-de-Léron, which is next to La Rochelle.
Yeah. Fortunately, my friend who has a property in France as well as England, his wife speaks fluent French, and she's going to be the interpreter. Otherwise, it'd be a terrible evening.
If she's not available, I am.
I can do it. Yeah, it's brilliant. Thank you.
So you said that. So you never, I would say, like, you know, went to school to study photography, or you just
no. I did. Well, I'd already got involved with my. Profession, horticulture. I had a fairly decent job, and I decided that I would attempt to go to art college as a mature student, and it didn't work out solely because the guy who interviewed me, he couldn't understand why I wanted to throw away a career. So the photography went on the back burner, and it was only later in life when I got interested in street photography that I think I found my niche, in as far as photography is concerned. And like I say, now I find myself doing all these talks and exhibitions, and a fair number of pictures have been exhibited in different places. And so, yeah, literally it was a hobby that got out of hand.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Yeah,
so. That's brilliant. What is a photographic cartoonist? I don't know what it is. And I saw that you are a photographer.
A couple of people have said that my photography is like that, because... My favourite photographs are the pictures that, as I take them, they make me laugh anyway, what's happening in reality of the scene. And all I want for the viewer, maybe at an exhibition or a lecture, is to smile or laugh at the photographs, which is exactly what a cartoon's about, isn't it? It's a visual form, an amusing form of communication. And it was a fellow photographer who sort of come up with a phrase that I was a cartoon, a photographic cartoonist, and I'm just happy to sort of adopt that phrase, and I quite enjoy it because it explains what I do.
Ah, that's excellent. I've read that your work has been exposed at the Greenwich Gallery. How does it work, actually? I don't even know. When you are a photographer, does, for example, the gallery will call you and say, we want you to, or is it you who has to call them and, you know, say, I've got a new, you know, panel of photography and would you like to have them? Or
It could work in two ways, actually. Mm-hmm. In the past, I've been approached by a gallery to put, you know, have an exhibition, and also within the photographic world, you make contacts, and when I say I give lectures, and the lectures are between, I suppose, sometimes it could be 10 men and a dog, and sometimes it's 150, 200 people. So you could, over a year, you could talk to an enormous number of people, and you never actually know who's in the audience. It's going away from the exhibitions, but going back to the London Olympics, I was giving a talk at one particular talk, and a guy come up to me during the interval, and he said he wanted to use some of my pictures in the official book for the London Olympics that was given out to all the athletes and the organisers. Even the Queen got a copy.
Wow.
And it was all, again, it was all for charity. The book itself was for charity. It wasn't as if I was earning a fortune out of it. But you just never know who's going to be there, you know. And all the time you're talking, and you're almost showing, it's like showing the shop window when you're showing what you do. You're showing what you do, and someone's going to be there, and they want to sort of get involved in it. And hence, that's where some of the exhibitions have come from, and a few bits of publication as well.
Wow. How do you feel that, you know, knowing that the Queen...
Oh, right.
You know, oh, my God.
Well, if you saw the photographs, I'd be slightly sort of worried what she thought about them. But like, it was interesting because the majority of the photographs within the book itself, which was a coffee table-sized book, probably 150 pages, all photographic with very few words, just to get over the spirit of London. Yeah. It was mainly kind of your stereotypical scenes of London, you know, Big Ben, Hyde Park, all that kind of thing. And they solely wanted something to sort of break it up slightly.
Yeah,
so they used my more humorous images, and it worked. But I've often wondered what the Queen thought about one or two of the pictures, because they're not risque, but they may be not her normal coffee time reading. Anyway, so.
Absolutely. So tonight you are at the Upper School, Upper School.
Upper School, yeah.
Can you tell me more about it?
Well, this came from a talk. I said that talk. So
yeah.
I was giving a talk at the Cambridge Photographic Society about 18 months ago. And I was contacted by a gentleman by the name of Mark Farrington, who he explained he was chairman of the fundraising committee for the Sick Children's Trust.
Okay.
And he wondered if I would be interested in giving a talk. I hate the word lecture because I've never earned the right to lecture to anybody. To give a talk to a group of members of the public, basically as a fundraising event for the charity. And of course I leapt at the opportunity, because not only is another chance to share my photography, but it's also going to be interesting sharing it with non-photographers, because I normally show my photography to fellow photographers. And so that's how it came about.
Okay, so what time is it, and can you tell me more about it?
Yeah.
So it's called I Shoot People.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's a bit unfortunate.
Why?
In some ways with what's gone on in recent recent weeks. But it's called I Shoot People because it's literally photographing people. You know, people's it's another phrase for taking a photograph to a photo shoot and this kind of thing. So again, it's aimed at being slightly humorous. And one of the talks that I've got a number of talks that I take around in various photographic societies, colleges, these kind of places. They've all got different titles. And the one Mark settled on was one called I Shoot People.
Okay.
Which illustrates me photographing people around the UK and slightly further afield.
Okay. So you will be talking tonight at the Perth Upper School on Hills Road from 7:30 for I Shoot People. Yeah. Can you? Is it for charity? You said to me it was
it's totally for charity.
Isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it's a fundraising event for the this sort of very commendable charity, and all the proceeds go to the all the takings go to the charity. I don't know. All the financial aspects of the charity, obviously, but as far as I'm concerned, I'm more than happy to give my time freely for such a good cause.
Oh, excellent. Thank you very much. Can maybe you can give us your, not email address, your website, so people, listener, can go onto internet and see what the fantastic work. I've been through your website, and the picture are absolutely fantastic. The photography are fantastic. So can you tell
Certainly,
the listener?
Yeah. It's davemasonimages.com.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Dave. I hope you will have a fantastic time tonight. And it is...